Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For archaeologists, every recovered object adds to our understanding of the past. Jody Magnus, the Kinnon Distinguished Professor for Teaching Excellence in Early Judaism at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, reveals a recent find that could be a solid foundation for a deeper insight.
In June 2011, I began an excavation project in the ancient village of Hukok in Israel's lower eastern Galilee, assisted by David Amit and Shua Kiselevich of the Israel Antiquities Authority and sponsored by a consortium of universities in the United States and Canada. One of my goals was to locate and excavate a synagogue building, the remains of which were suggested by scattered architectural fragments visible on the surface of the ground. Last summer, June 2011, we discovered the synagogue's east wall, which is constructed of monumental stone blocks. This summer, June 2012, we reached the synagogue's floor and discovered that it was paved with stunning mosaics. One section of the mosaic, made of tiny stone cubes, depicts two female faces flanking a Hebrew or Aramaic inscription that refers to rewards for those who perform good deeds. Another section of the mosaic preserves part of a large male figure dressed in a Roman military-style tunic. To the left of this figure are pairs of foxes, each facing outwards, with their tails tied together and a lighted torch between them. This is a depiction of the episode related in Judges 15:4, in which Samson takes revenge on the Philistines by tying together the tails of 300 foxes and releasing them to burn the agricultural fields. Although figured mosaics are not unusual in synagogues of the late Roman and Byzantine periods, the 4th to 6th centuries of the Common Era, few of these buildings are decorated with biblical scenes, and only one or two others depict Samson. We plan to continue excavating at Hukok in summer 2013. At the end of this multi-year project, the mosaics either will be removed for permanent display in a museum in Israel, or they will be left in place and the site will become a national park.
That was Jody Magnus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Come and make me feel like I'm still me.